صل على محمد وآل محمد.
After the supreme sacrifice had been accepted and our holy Imam Hussein alayhi salam had been martyred, a gloomy silence hung over the battlefield of Karbala. Not content with spilling the innocent blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions, Umar ibn Sa'd ordered the horses to run over the bodies of the dead Muslims. Yazid's soldiers marched into the camp where they subjected the grief-stricken ladies to further torment. They took the veils off the struggling ladies, forcing them to expose their hair. This humiliation was almost too much to bear. Not satisfied with this, the enemy set fire to the tents. The terrified ladies gathered their children and rushed from tent to tent, trying to escape the burning flames. The night following the day of Ashura came. It was the night when the exhausted, hungry and tired families of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions sat in loneliness, each thinking about the loved ones they had lost in the unjust battle on that day. Due to the illness of Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam realized that she would have to take care of the small group of women and children herself. One story narrates that Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam asked for help to count all the children to make sure no one was missing. After doing a count, they found little Sakina alayhi salam missing. They searched for her everywhere. Finally, in desperation, Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam went to the place where the body of Imam Hussein alayhi salam laid and cried out, "O my brother, Sakina who you left in my care is nowhere to be found. Where should I look for her in the wilderness?" Suddenly, she saw little Sakina alayhi salam lay on her father, sleeping on his chest like she always did. Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam woke her up, asking her why you are here by yourself in the darkness. Little Sakina alayhi salam replied in an innocent voice, "I wanted to tell my father about what the people had done to me. I wanted to tell him how they robbed the earrings that my father had so lovingly given me. I wanted to tell him how they ripped them from my ears, leaving my earlobes torn and bleeding. I wanted to tell him how they slapped me when I cried in pain. When I was running aimlessly in the desert, I thought I heard my father's voice telling me he was here. I followed the voice and I found him lying here. I told him everything. And then I felt like sleeping on his chest the way I always did for the last time. So I kept my head on his chest and slept till you came."
Allahumma salli